This is the Good Morning Hamilton podcast on 900 CHML.
There's a new program that's been created to help Canadian veterans who are suffering from PTSD and other mental health challenges. Boots on the ground, community mental health care providers, and Brock University all gathering together to host a wellness day, which is coming up on Saturday, October the 21st, so nearly a month from now, and it's going to be held at Brock University, and that will be followed up by a 12-week mindfulness program online to support veteran mental health. This is a win-win-win. Dr. Tiffany Hunt is a psychologist and adjunct professor of education at Brock University, and Sean Mahar is a veteran from the Hamilton area, and both Sean and Tiffany join us now on Good Morning Hamilton. Good morning. How are you?
Morning. Great. Thank you.
Hey, Sean, if you don't mind, Sean, we'll start with you. Just tell us your story with being a veteran, PTSD, and how a program like this helps.
Sure. I got diagnosed in about 99. I was in Bosnia in 95 and struggled for years. But since I started doing these types of treatments, it's really another big tool in my tool belt.
Dr. Hunt, how important is a program like this to get people like Sean and others who are going through PTSD and get them back on the right track?
Yeah, I think it's really important in terms of community reintegration. I know a lot of veterans struggle, right? Like to get back and connected in the community. It's kind of that loss of camaraderie. And then, you know, throw COVID into the mix and everyone's feeling a little bit disconnected in general. So what's unique about this program is we have the peer support element. So we have veterans with lived experience, not only in the military, but also with these different modalities that include sound healing, breath work, yoga. And we're really hoping it's just a way to help vets reconnect with one another, but reconnect with themselves on physical, mental, and emotional levels.
Sean, was that reconnection a big struggle, a big roadblock for you?
Definitely, definitely. For years, it's tough when you're kind of in the fight or flight. You're not really having a lot of cognitive thought, so it's very hard to even figure out what's wrong at the beginning.
Dr. Hunt, is there a common denominator for veterans or other first responders? Let's put them in this category as well, that they get to a point where they are disconnected, and how do you reconnect? That must be tough.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, whether you're a veteran or first responder, you're just in professions where there's high volume or the potential for high volume trauma exposure, right? And I mean, ultimately, that stuff is going to impact you, right? You can only compartmentalize or put that stuff away for so long. So this is what's great is we have people, I feel like we've got a real team of authentic individuals, right? Who are prepared to kind of share their stories, connect, and just open up about how this has helped them. And I think, you know, it's just important coming in with an open mind, because if you're looking for different results, you got to do something different. And this program is definitely different.
This new program has been created to help Canadian veterans who are suffering from PTSD and other mental health challenges. And there is a wellness day that is set for Saturday, October the 21st at Brock University. It's followed by a 12-week mindfulness program online to support veteran mental health. Sean, I would assume that you're going to encourage many veterans and others to take in this program.
Yes, definitely. I'm pushing it on all my friends, and hopefully they show up.
Is there a reluctance on the part of other veterans to get involved like this? Maybe they think, there's nothing wrong with me.
Yeah, definitely. Everyone's got to come to their point where they are sick of the, you know, all the shit that goes on with it. Sorry. And just want to try and get better.
For you, what was that aha moment to say, all right, I need to jump into this?
I had a couple. I guess one of them was my wife telling me that I better do it or else.
Yeah, when the wife lays down the hammer, you better listen. That is for sure. Dr. Yes. Hunt, how can people register for this wellness day and the 12-week program?
Sure. We do have a website. It's www.comradesinwellbeing.com. So they're welcome to go online, check out a little bit more about the program and register there. And there's also links through Boots on the Ground as well that you can check out their website, and there's a direct link for more information.
What kind of response are you anticipating to get?
I think we're hoping we have spots for up to 20 veterans to participate. So we are open to as many who want to come, and we're hoping to run this program again in the future.
And obviously, I'm going to guess, Dr. Hunt, that this isn't a cookie cutter approach, because you're dealing with different individuals with a different set of circumstances that they've been through, that this is really a tailor-made program for them. Is that accurate?
It really is. And that's what's really nice about having the peer supports and the speakers panels with the peers, right? Because it's an opportunity, like I said, for the vets to share, you know, their lived experiences in the military with these modalities as well. So there's definitely a relatable component.
Sean, last one for you. I know your message to other veterans is to, you know, get out and participate, but you got to be all in as well, right?
Yes. Yes, definitely. But, you know, at the beginning, it's just progress, not perfection.
Absolutely.
That's a good point. Dr. Hunt, you want to jump on that?
Yeah. And I think it's, you know, like I was saying earlier, if you want different results, it's important to try something different. And I know for a lot of people, you know, when you make kind of those big connections, it's when you do a little bit of uncomfortable work first, right? Mm-hmm. So whether it's therapy or trying something different like yoga or breath work, if you're looking for a shift or a transformation, it's a little bit of uncomfortable work and small steps, right? Just like Sean said, it's progress, not perfection.
Sean and Dr. Hunt, thanks for the time. Good luck with the Wellness Day on October 21st and, of course, the mindfulness program following after. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sean Mahara is a veteran from the Hamilton area. Dr. Tiffany Hunt, psychologist, adjunct professor of education at Brock University. You can register for this Wellness Day, again, Saturday, October 21st at Brock, and the 12-week mindfulness program online at comradesinwellbeing.com. Again, that website, comradesinwellbeing.com.
Thanks for listening to the Good Morning Hamilton podcast. You can listen to the show live weekday mornings from 5:30 to 9 on 900 CHML and online at 900CHML.com.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.